Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon and I'm joined by my co-host George Emidor III. G, it's great that you're here today.
Thank you so much. I love being here and I love doing this. You know, as we're going through January and the topic of start strong, we had a really great week one. Establish where you're at, the starting line, and understanding that starting line so we know where we're going. And that leads us into where are we going and establishing the finish line, right? And knowing, okay, we have to set goals, achievable goals, attainable goals, and really what's God calling us to do. And that's really important on top of that. Now we get to talk about, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Word. You sound like my kids.
And so it's really, really important because now that we have established a starting point and established an end point, let me just say that that doesn't all have to be defined perfectly 100% because life doesn't happen in a straight line. And monitoring the journey that you take from point A to point B can sometimes be bumpy, can be windy, doesn't have to be a straight line and usually isn't a straight line. But the journey that we take to help us get to that finish line is really important, and that's what today is all about.
And I think it's so important because I think there's a misconception that if you're doing it right, you've set the right goals and you do, you know, you're the good person, that life goes smoothly for you. And if life isn't going smoothly, then somehow you're out of God's favor. And that is so not true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that many times what we do, G, is people self-sabotage. When you look at it, you think, why haven't you reached your goals? Many times it's because of something they've done. In fact, what I'd like to do is just ask our listeners and those that are viewing, all right, I want you to think back to 2020, not that far ago, and ask yourself, in March of last year, when everything was going crazy, what were your responses and what did you do? You know, many times what happens is we run. We say, hey, I tried to do this investing. It's not going to work. It's not growing as fast as I want to, so I'm going to stop it. Or everything's falling down. I'm just going to let everything go. But what we have to do is begin to understand there's got to be a pattern, and we've got to stay focused. There's a gentleman called Viktor Frankl. I've not read his books, because they're all about the Holocaust. And he goes into detail. And I have a weak stomach, but he gave me the overview of what it was. And when he talked, he said that he went into these concentration camps. And he was there, and several men were there with him. And they had, you know, okay, we're just going to hold on until December. We'll be free by December. And December would come. And December would go, and they said, oh, okay, well, it's definitely going to be in a couple months. And they would set a marker in the ground that this thing, this freedom that they were pursuing, they just had to hold on till that specific time. And when they got to the time, everything would be okay. And the time came and went, and they weren't free. They were still prisoners inside this concentration camp. And Viktor Frankl said, he watched them one by one die because they gave up hope. They thought they had been forgotten. They thought there was no purpose in going on. They had tried to hold on and they couldn't. Nothing was working out the way they thought it should. And Viktor said, when they asked him, they said, well, why didn't you pass away? He said, because I began to look at it that this goal for freedom, I wasn't going to put a time stamp on it. I was going to know that there is a purpose for what I'm walking through right now, and that at the appropriate time, I would walk into freedom. So I believe that freedom was always there. I just didn't know the exact time I'd walk into it. And I believe that there was a purpose and something God was working in me during this time while I waited for me to walk into freedom. How many people, G, are looking at their life right now and they're saying, I thought things in my life were supposed to happen this way, or maybe even with the country. I didn't even think of the correlation with that. But we've got to come to the place where Viktor Frankl said, we know and pursue that which we know we're called to do, but we cannot measure God's timing with man's measurement. We walk it out knowing there's a greater purpose in what we're experiencing. I want you to think about this. If we know that every day is full of purpose and we pursue that which God has put before us, then we don't let go of the plow. We don't let the obstacles in life stop us. Hmm. Maybe they're not fun. And maybe we think, oh, I'm never going to overcome this one. But if we keep our eye on the goal instead of what the, well, it's going to be done by this date and this will happen. One by one, he saw them give up hope and pass away. Mm. And he said, I refuse to give up hope. One day I will walk in freedom. And he did.
Yeah. And it's so important because, like I said, life isn't in a straight line at all. And there's speed bumps and potholes and everything along the way, right, on this journey that we take. But we do have to understand that the focus and intentionality behind what we're doing really matters, right? I think about as we begin this journey, right, and we talk all about starting strong, like if you want 2021 to be a strong year, which regardless of the political ideologies or the systems.
We're talking internals.
Yeah, you can have a strong 2021. I believe that. Doesn't matter who's doing what. Like you can have a strong 2021, but we have to understand that our mindsets and the way we think about our life, but in let's talk money, the way we think about money, right? The ideas that we have behind money, our belief system that we have, right? Our mindsets and our belief system are really what drive our habits. Mm-hmm. And if our habits about money from 2020, 2019, 2018 were established along the way, yes, I can set every goal I want to in 2021, but if I don't stop to look at what I have along the way, then those habits are not going to help me get to the new goal. So I have to really evaluate where I'm at, be intentional about this journey that I'm taking, take the appropriate steps to get there, and that will allow for us to have a strong start to the year.
I agree with that. And I loved how you said that. I don't know what many financial planners that are saying, despite what you see politically or economically or even with physical health, you can still have a strong year. But I'm telling you, you can.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it is the character and the strength that we begin to build within. Mm. And I want to talk about that. You know, we talk about the fact that it's spiritual, emotional, mechanical processes that create wealth. The mechanical, the numbers are easy. It's the other, this spiritual and emotional intelligence. Mm. That's the hard one.
Yeah.
So I want people to listen to this part about core belief versus happy thoughts.
Mm.
Because a lot of times when we say, oh, make sure your mindset's right, people say, oh, you mean think happy thoughts. And this is what I see played out a lot. People say, well, I know God doesn't want me to be poor and God will take care of all my needs. And then they lose their job. What happens is they say, I knew it. I can never get ahead. I start two steps forward and now I'm pushed back.
Yeah.
So you know what happened was the happy thought is that God will take care of all my needs. Mm. The core belief is that I'll never get ahead and see that just proved it. Now, why is that important? Because that message runs in your subconscious nonstop. Mm. I'm really never going to get ahead. The shoe's going to fall at any time. This is going to fall apart. You know, the brain literally seeks for ways to prove what you believe.
Mm.
So if it at your core, you believe you weren't made to have money, you weren't made to be financially free, you could never do it, you're not smart enough, you don't make enough money, or whatever excuse you want to believe, your brain will work overtime to prove that you are right.
Mm.
And we've got to move past saying, well, I don't believe that. No, those are happy thoughts. Because when bad things happen to you, what do you think?
Yep.
Does it prove to you that what you feared is true?
Mm.
Or does it say, huh, doesn't matter because this is where I know I'm going. I just have a different route to how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've got to believe. Core beliefs versus our happy thoughts.
Mm.
What's controlling your life?
Yeah, for sure. And again, intentionality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Intentionality behind what those things are. And I think sometimes we have to step back and question those a little bit. Okay, what are my habits? Like my spending habits. If my spending habits don't change, I can have a goal to be out of debt in 2021, but I won't be if I don't change my habits. And so the goals are important, but so are the processes, so are the journey along the way. And when life gives you a speed bump, you have to react and react the right way, right?
Absolutely.
I think about if your car goes over a speed bump, you don't abandon your car. You don't stop your car, by the way, to go over a speed bump. You may slow down.
Mm-hmm.
You may reassess a little bit. Maybe I got to move over, but you're not going to stop. And that's really important, right? 2020, was a pretty big speed bump.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever your political beliefs are, 2020 was a speed bump. I mean, it was really with COVID and the economy and things going up and down. I don't think I talked to anybody who wasn't affected in some way by 2020.
I agree.
But there were people in 2020 that chose to stop the car, that chose to turn the car off and abandon ship and let worry and fear get a hold of them, not look at their habits or change things, and got stuck. And there were others that said, no, I'm not going to let this speed bump stop me from where I am going.
Yes,
I understand people lost jobs. I understand businesses had to close. I'm not belittling any of this by saying it's a speed bump. But what I am saying is the reaction to the speed bump was one of two things. Am I going to just allow that reaction to change my life and allow the situation to change my life? Or am I going to move forward, right? I love this saying. Change is inevitable. Progress is optional.
Oh, just say that again. That's strong.
It's really strong. Change is inevitable. Progress is optional. I am always going to be faced with change, especially when it comes to my finances and money. Mm-hmm. Change happens every single day. The market changes literally from the day before.
Oh, yeah.
So we are always going to see change. But I can choose to progress through the change. I understand what's inevitable, but if I sit here and my choice is that I'm going to be rocked by the waves and not push through the waves, then financially, I'm going to be rocked by the markets. I'm going to not be able to sleep at night because I'm not sitting there with understanding intentionally that the journey that I am taking is I'm starting here. I've established, that's why last 2 weeks is so important. I've established where I am. I've established where I want to go. And along the way, I'm not going to let the speed bumps stop me from getting there.
And I think, gee, that's why it's so important that you have a plan. Because then you work the plan instead of reacting.
That's right.
So we act instead of react. And that's so important to put those in place. Because otherwise, and this is what I'm asking our listeners and those viewing to think about, what are those tendencies, those knee-jerk reactions that you do? We've got to identify them, because if they're throwing you off course, if they're causing you to react instead of following a plan, we need to sit down and get a plan put together so that you have something that you can follow. Now, I want to talk about something. I read this book. You guys had talked to me. Have you ever heard of Carolyn Leaf?
I was going to bring her up.
Well, good, because we're going to talk about her for just a moment. Because she talks about this. It's called The Principle of the First Mention. That is so powerful. Yes. I want you to think about this. So let me explain how this works. The first time that you hear something, right? That's the first time a new subject comes into your mind. It sets precedent. So if someone was to describe to you liver, and they're going to talk to you about liver, and it is the most disgusting, slimy, horrible thing, you're going to think, oh, liver is really bad. And even though someone's going to come to you the next day and say, oh, I've got the best recipe, and it's going to be wonderful, and it tastes delicious, you're going to be like, yeah, you're crazy. No, it's not. Because the first thing that you heard is now the lens in which you view everything going forward. So let's take that to finances. What did you hear for your financial lens as a child that now causes you to filter everything through that lens? We don't have enough money for that. Put it back. Turn the lights off. What do you think? I own the electric company? All the different things that are said that show that money is, oh, there's not enough of it. And we got to be careful, and I'll never have, mom and dad didn't have enough. I'll never have enough. All those different lenses are put in place when it comes to finances. Let me try another one. That money is evil. Have you ever heard that one? So now we begin to say, oh, well, if money's evil, then I should never try to acquire it. Do you know how many Christians are broke because they're afraid of money?
So good.
It is such a mindset. There was such a sweet gentleman in a church I used to go to that every time he got paid, he gave the money away.
Crazy.
He's got two kids and a wife, and he gave it to everybody else. He was afraid to have this. He is now destitute. He lost his home. He lost everything because he didn't want to have any money, because he didn't want to be evil. So he's doing all these works and giving money away. See, money doesn't control me. But yet, look where his family is today. So we've got to understand the lenses that we have influence the way that we react, and they self-sabotage us if they're not the right mindset.
Yeah.
You know, I think about when I was growing up, I used to listen. This is how old I am. It was a record player. Thank you. It was a record player, and I used to put Kenneth Copeland on. I don't know. You probably don't even know what Kenneth Copeland is. And Fred Price and Kenneth Hagin. And actually, Kenneth Copeland sings. So he had this one record that I would listen to every night. And I remember every night I would say Deuteronomy 28, that I'm blessed in the city and blessed in the field, that whatever I put my hand to prospers. I'm the head and not the tail. Every night, G. Like, if I forgot, I'd get out of bed and say, all right. And I would read it till I just knew that scripture, right? It was so ingrained in me. I am going to succeed in everything I put my hand to prospers.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go near bankrupt. All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, but I know my core belief is that I'm supposed to prosper. The promises of Deuteronomy 28 are supposed to be upon me. So I call this the mailbox march, because this is what I used to do. My drive is about a quarter mile long, around that. I would walk up to the top of my driveway, and I'd get the mail. And what would be in the mail today? No, not money for Crystal. What would be in the mail is bills.
Yeah.
Lots of bills, G. And those bills were literally screaming to me, you ultimate failure. You can't even pay your bills that another financial planner has told you to declare bankruptcy. And the Consumer Credit Counseling Service won't even help you because you're so far gone. And I'm taking these bills and I'm walking down that driveway. And I began to say, and tears would just be streaming down my face. And I would say, but God, you said I am the head and not the tail. You said I'm above and not underneath. You said what I would put my hand to would prosper. You said I'd lend to many nations and I would not borrow. God, these are lies and I don't know how to get out of them, but I believe. And having that core belief in there that refuses to accept what the world was giving me. And it wasn't that, gee, that we had got into this credit card debt because, hey, let's just go spend money. It was through no fault of our own. Just we didn't know to diversify enough with our business. So when our client went bankrupt, he left us with all the thousands of dollars of invoices that they didn't pay. So I look at this, and I know I'm a little preachy tonight, and I apologize. But I look at this, and I say, how many other people do that dead man march, dead man walking up to the mailbox? They open it up, they take out the mail, they see the bill, and when it screams to them that they're an ultimate failure, they say, yeah, I knew I was. And they walk, dead man walking. But they can choose to do the mailbox march and say, I know this is what it says. Even with tears streaming down your face, my God will not lie. He will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And then we begin to say, okay, God, what got me into this situation? I will do the work. Show me how to get out, which is exactly why we're doing this January Start Strong. We've got to identify how we're self-sabotaging ourselves.
For sure. Absolutely. And it's really, really important. I mean, again, this is not just about finances. This is about all of life. We have to really look at this and be super intentional about it and choose. We have the choice to make on how we are going to react to the journey along the way. And it's really, really important so that way we can understand, if I know how I'm going to react about the situation, I know how I can be proactive about it. And I always say it is much better to be proactive about your finances than reactive about them. If I can be proactive in my personal finances and know where I am headed, where I want to go, then when life hits me, I don't have to react and be swayed. So being proactive is important, and that comes from, what do you believe about money? What's your mindset about money? So that way you know how to choose right and move forward.
That's so well said. And, you know, I think about what you had said in last week's program when you said find those mentors that speak, or I think it was the first week's program where you said find the mentors that will say, hey, this is your starting place. And I notice you do this. Make yourself accountable and say, hey, you're doing that thing again. You're self-sabotaging again. You want to get out of this? Don't do that.
Yeah.
And that's what having a team around you. And that's literally what we do with, well, I don't want to say we do with our clients, say, hey, don't do that. But we sit down with them and we point, if you keep doing this, this will be the result. If you don't like it, here's another option of what you can do.
Yes.
So let's take a quick break. And then I want to talk about some ways that we can begin to step forward and monitor the progress that we're making. So we're going to take a quick 60-second break, and then we'll be back with more crystal clear finances. It's easy to ignore finances until you need the money. Last year, families scrambled to financially pivot through job changes, sicknesses, and shutdowns because many weren't prepared. But it doesn't have to be that way. While we can't plan for everything, we can prepare for emergencies, increasing taxes, job changes, college, and retirement. We can prepare for 2021 and beyond. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181, and together, let's create a plan so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Nothing's worse than being in a rush trying to be on time only to hear your GPS say, recalculating. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. Knowing your destination and staying on course is critical to arriving safely and on time. What is your financial GPS saying about your finances? Is it recalculating, trying to find your retirement goals? Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181. And together, let's identify where you want to go and create a plan to get there.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name's George Amador, and I'm always joined by the lovely Crystal Langdon. You know, we are talking today about the journey, right? About if we're going to start strong, we have to understand that life is a journey, our finances are a journey, and point A to point B is not a straight line. And so we have to establish and put a plan together. You know, the biggest thing that I think about, and I love saying this because both of us are certified financial planners, right? So we are CFPs. We've done what we need to be CFPs. And one of the things that they teach you as a certified financial planner is there are 6 steps to a financial plan. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people don't realize that there's many steps we have to take. There's actually 6 steps we have to take to have a full-blown financial plan to be held to the ethics standard of the CFP board. And let me just kind of break down those 6 steps. We first have to establish the relationship and establish what we're doing. Okay, you and I as client and advisor, what does that actual relationship look like? And we're establishing kind of the ground rules for where we're going to go. Then I'm going to gather all of the data.
Right.
I'm going to look at the data, gather everything to know where exactly we're at. After I gather the data, then I analyze all of that data. Once I analyze all the data, then I develop a plan. I say, okay, this is what the data tells me. This is how numbers work. I say this to people all the time. Numbers talk to me. They just do. I can just see the numbers and know where to go. It's just how God created me. And so I look at the numbers and say, okay, what are they saying? Where are we going? Once I develop the plan, then I implement that plan. And once I develop and I show the client, okay, this is the plan. Is everything good? We focus on what do we like about the plan? What do we not like about the plan? We implement that plan. And then finally, we monitor the plan. And that's important. Step number 6 cannot be overlooked, because too many times we develop. So where are we? Week number 1, the start line. We implement, we put it in place. We can see the finish line and we go, okay, here's where the finish line goes. But then we stop.
Yes.
And we don't actually monitor the plan along the way. And that is the most, in my opinion, crucial part to a client-advisor relationship.
Yes.
Is it's not come in for a solution, I'll talk to you never. It's come in for a solution, let me look at the situation, and now I want to take a relationship journey with you. This is not just any, I love when I can call my clients and ask how the family's doing and what's going on. It's not just about a transaction here.
Right.
It's much more relational than that. And the monitoring of the financial plan, that 6th step as a CFP that I have to do, but that I also want to do because it's important to me, that piece allows for us to now watch the journey progress.
Right.
Be proactive, not reactive. Allow for ourselves to be in the position to go, when the markets do what they do, I don't have to react because I'm monitoring along the way. Great example, March of 2020, when COVID-19 is running rampant and the markets take a huge decline.
Yes.
What did this office say? Stay the course. Hold steady. This is a black swan event, and we have to understand that, yes, there will be economic impact. We don't know the course of that yet, but we are holding steady. Stay the course. Now, if I would have told you back in March, after we had a good 2019, mind you, pretty much in the market as well, that the S&P 500 was going to finish the year plus 16.3%, a lot of people were going, I don't know about that. I need to get my money out. What do you mean it's going to grow on top of where we were? You have to realize we were at a high, then we dropped. And I'm not saying that we didn't just go from the bottom in March. I'm saying over the course of the year, we started much higher than we were in March. Mm-hmm. Over the course of the year, we made 16.3%, which means that as we monitor the plan, COVID is a great example of when we need to monitor that plan, we can know I'm staying the course. I'm holding fast to where I am going. That's really important. And we have to understand these six steps that we take here in this office. It's part of our comprehensive plan. I think if we mentioned this before, and next week we're actually going to look at the comprehensive plan online. But we're actually talking about the our Money Guide Pro software and our comprehensive plan that we do for people. Well, once we establish the plan, we monitor this. I do annual reviews with my clients, at least annually, to say, here's where we're at. Are we still on track for that recommended scenario? Is our probability of success still 90%? I want that probability to be high. And monitoring the plan is really, really important to the journey.
And what I like, too, is those who have that comprehensive plan can log in and see.
Yeah.
So if they want to, at the end of the day, want to sit down and see real time what had happened and did it impact where they're going, they can pull that up and they can see it.
Yeah.
But I think the monitoring is an often overlooked area where people say it's one and done. I don't have to worry about it anymore. And I think life is too fluid to have that approach anymore.
Yeah.
And life is too fluid with all the different obstacles to be hung up on the mindsets that say, well, you know what? Something happened. There's something wrong with me. I wasn't meant to succeed in this. This figures. No. We're going to bust through that, and we're going to keep walking. We build the strength that's within to build the strength of your portfolio and just keep walking through. One of the things that happened during the COVID time was we communicated with our clients on a weekly basis. We said, okay, it's a black swan event, and let me explain to you what a black swan event is. Mm-hmm. We walked through that. Then the next week, here's what we're seeing. Here's what I would be doing.
Yeah.
I mean, on a weekly basis until we're like, okay, guys, we're out of the woods. And then we backed off on the communication so that they would stay focused on it. But I love it because we communicate in such a way that if we've sent an email, they know, okay, I need to read this. They're giving me some insight on what they're monitoring. And so I would encourage individuals, if you're not working with a financial planner that's monitoring, seriously,
well,
why not?
That's really true. I ask people a lot of times, are you working with another advisor? And a lot of the times the answer is, yeah, you know, I have this guy. He put some stuff together for me 10 years ago, but I don't really talk to him anymore. It's like, well, why did you pay him to put that stuff together if you don't want to talk to him? Communication is key. We communicate at this office. The reason why we do the radio program, too, this isn't just a commercial for Crystal Clear Finances. This is us communicating with a lot of our clients out there. Hey, this is our thought process. This is what's happening. Here's what's happening in the office. Our YouTube channel, all of it is about this. It's communication is key for us to monitor the journey.
Well, even our discussion today, and I know we're going to a close, but even our discussion for this month, we said this is what we believe the clients and our listeners need.
Yes.
Let's not just talk numbers.
Yeah.
Let's talk about having that internal strength, be strong for 2021. You guys, you got it. Guys, you got this.
Mm-hmm.
We've just got to figure out what's God called you to do, where you headed, and then put your boots on and let's go get this done. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Well, we're at the end of our time together. So I'm going to encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181 and let's schedule a time. Let's do a comprehensive plan together. Let's find out where everything is put. Let's get it nice and succinct. Let's put a plan that together we can monitor. So join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.